All right, we are joined in the media center with our provisional pro stock number one qualifier, Jake Coughlin. Jake ran a great time during our second qualifying session of 6.536 at 208.46 miles per hour. Jake, so far in the year, you are perfect. You have all of the points from Pomona because you're in a low qualifier every session. And then went on to win the race, and then also again here in Phoenix, you were low of both sessions, and here you are, the provisional. So how's 2020 treating you so far?
I guess it's treating me perfect thus far. We came out in Q1 here. Ricky, again, kind of just playing off the momentum we had coming into Pomona, then coming out of Pomona. Was pretty aggressive. Pretty much the same car that we rolled in the trailer after E4 on Sunday, and your race winner, and unloaded it and just tuned it up for the weather, and it was very happy first run. It was just on the, you know, it wasn't real happy. It had a great 60 foot, so like all my competitors laugh at me when I say it wasn't real happy down low, but it really, it was kind of choking on itself, and just struggling to get going, even though it was 960 something down low, which was probably low for the round. We were low for that session. Knew we were coming back going in the left lane, which is typically the quicker lane here at Wild Horse Pass, at least for the pro stock cars. So I felt some confidence there that, you know, the sun had been off the track, not that it was a big factor today being as cool as it was. And, he got even yet that much more aggressive. When I was backing up, he made a command to one of the guys to make a change in the car that we can make with very little, pretty ease. And I was like, well, here we go. And last thing he said to me before I staged, let's be as shallow as you can, hit all the shift points, and we couldn't have done either one any differently, any better. It was just a letter perfect run. I let the clutch out. The front end came up, sang through low gear in record time, was in second gear, third gear, fourth gear, and I'm just thinking to myself, wow, this thing is a rocket ship. And get the chutes out, I'm starting to slow down, and there's radio silence. Now I'm thinking to myself, well, it's either really, really good, or there's no, I mean, it was letter straight. It sounded amazing, felt amazing to my body. By that time, I'm around the corner. Things happen pretty quickly in drag racing. And Erica was like, wow. And told me what I ran. I was like, holy shit, that's pretty impressive. Sorry for the profanity there, but really, really, really excited. This team, really rested on nothing over the winter. We worked hard on engine combinations. Carl Foltz, big thank you. You've been very instrumental in what I've experienced. I've never had a perfect race like I had in Pomona, being low all eight sessions and winning the race. Been close, but never ran the table like that. And that was, what a way to start out. The Breaking Barriers Tour of 2020, my final year in a pro stock car, and then to carry that here to Phoenix with the same field feels great. Long-windedly, I'm done talking.
You didn't really have the big speed that Erica did. What are you guys doing that's allowing you to?
We're just absolutely burning up the front half of the track, and we're limited by rules to 10,500 max rev limiter. And as I'm reeling my head off the dashboard after going through the finish line, because it's pulling, and then it hits that rev limiter, and that's why you see the speed down a little bit, because it was on the rev limiter. But my guys get a little bent out of shape every now and then on the speed, and I'm like, listen, we're not measured by speed last I checked, so let's go for ET, and if we can burn the front half up, let's. If we had to give up one over the other, we'd give up speed and heartbeat, and that's basically the story there.
So adjustments if somebody like Erica's going to make, will that be adjustments where they can take advantage of the extra horsepower or speed that they have there, or is that going to be adjustments where we'll see the speed end up coming down on their car?
It's every car is different, every run is different, every driver is different, everything, all the circumstances, it's just hard to replicate. But typically, when you're running into the limiter, you know, with just a little bit of time left in the run, and I say a little bit, you know, just a couple tenths of a second,
okay.
It's okay. And, you know, yes, your speed does get hampered a little bit, but not the end of the world by any stretch. So, they're fine-tuning her car. She was right in front of me. I saw the launch. You know, her car, you know, made a real nice launch by the tail end of first gear going into second, was kind of making an arc out toward the wall. And I saw her 56 come up, and you know, felt like we could, you know, if we crushed it, we could run a high 54, you know, somewhere in the 54 range. And you know, as I rode through the gears, I was like, I can't think of a blemish yet. And you know, after, you know, it's easy to talk about now, but you know, after getting back and seeing the race pack data, you know, all the shifts were, I mean, they were within a couple RPMs for four shifts, which was great. Extremely shallow. We're 952 down low, which is almost unheard of in pro stock, more of a pro mod esque type of 60 foot, and, with, you know, 1500 less horsepower. So it's special. You know, we're gonna live this moment and see if we can't, you know, carry it into tomorrow. And we've got two real important runs tomorrow, and then we'll switch mindsets and go to game day on Sunday.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thanks.